Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Porrick's here with the sports news. Quiet all day. Thank God for the tennis.
Yeah, it's keeping us interested, Gavin. Big excitement at Roland Garros. We're getting to the business end of the French Open. A lot of interest developing in the unexpected breakthrough run of the Frenchwoman Loïs Boisson, the 22-year-old wildcard who's ranked 361st in the world. She'll take on Coco Gauff in the semi-final today. It's 25 years since the last French winner of the event. That was Mary Pierce in the year 2000. The first semi-final will see Anya Sabalenka facing Iga Swiatek. And you might think that with a capacity crowd of 15,000 fans packed into the Philippe Chatrier court today to support Boisson, that there mightn't be a sinner there on Friday, but there will be. Yannick Sinner will be up against Novak Djokovic, who at 38 years of age will be the oldest French Open semi-finalist in 57 years. In last night's quarter-final against Djokovic, Alexander Zverev won the opening set, but he lost his composure after accidentally swallowing a fly and couldn't recover from the mishap. Today's action begins at lunchtime in Roland Garros. Obviously, it can have an effect on people. If you swallow a fly, you'll just lose your calmness. And
against Djokovic
especially, yeah. Well, Flushing Meadows made a successful debut at the Curragh last night for trainer Aidan O'Brien. Ridden by Ryan Moore, he won the Irish EBF Maiden by a length and a half and will return to the Kildare track for his next outing in the Railway Stakes. Moore has chosen to ride Delacroix in Saturday's Epsom Derby. It appears unlikely that any sanctions will be taken against the South African club the Sharks after their controversial behaviour during the penalty shootout against Munster in Durban last Saturday. The URC chief executive indicated yesterday that he didn't anticipate any disciplinary action and actually said he was satisfied with the level of intrigue and interest that had been generated with the end of the game, the most watched highlights they've ever had on their YouTube channel. Leinster will train again today as they prepare for Saturday's URC semi-final at home to Glasgow. Victory would see Leinster set up a final at Croke Park, either against the Bulls or the Sharks. Saturday Sport will have live commentary from the Aviva Stadium from Michael Corcoran, kicking off at 2:45. And back row Ryan Baird has been telling Michael about how difficult it was for all the Leinster players not to be involved in the Champions Cup final.
Like, I was sitting in a pub with a my waddy, just to be clear, and no, I'm joking, watching the Champions Cup final. And you just have a sick feeling in your stomach. Mm. Like, even the fact, like, we were there 3 years ago for 3 years in a row, and you don't get that taste. So to have another opportunity to get a trophy is, we're incredibly fortunate, you know. Some teams won't get that second chance, and we have that second chance, and we haven't won the URC since it was reformatted. Our last time we won the league was in 2021. So there's no shortage of motivation in this building for Saturday.
How important is the mental side of the game going to be for everybody this week? You know, given the fact you can't get any, you're not going to get fitter or faster or stronger. No, you can go through maybe set plays, but the bit between your ears.
Oh, for sure. It's going to come down to just, like, it's very easy at the start of the game to be very clear, present, and, you know, understanding exactly what you're trying to execute. But once the fatigue comes on, that's the challenge, and that's where you see that the best teams win, is when they have the ability to execute even just the fundamentals of the game under pressure, under fatigue, last 10 minutes of the game. So by no means will we be taking that part of the game for granted. You know, there'll be visualization done by each individual, and even just in the way we train, you know, putting yourself under fatigue to mimic it, even if it's only for a minute or two during the week. You know, it's all of those moments that you've accumulated over a whole season is what you'll have to trust, because at the end of the day, once the pressure comes on, you'll fall back on what your habits are. So it's incredibly exciting when you get to think about putting yourself in a position where you don't really know what's going to happen, and you'll find out if you're a man or mouse. Like,
that's Ryan Baird. Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast are set to renew their battle for the Ireland number 10 jersey. While both were overlooked by Andy Farrell for the Lions tour, they've been named in the Irish squad for the away games in July against Georgia and Portugal. Ahead of the start of the Canadian Open today, Rory McIlroy has expressed annoyance that the issue of his driver not being compliant with equipment rules was leaked to the media during the recent US PGA Championship. Normally, equipment failures are kept confidential. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power will also be in action in Toronto. Fallon Sherlock is to take a break of at least a year from darts for health reasons. Sherlock said she needs time to sort herself out and get herself well. And finally, two Belgian men have claimed they hid in a toilet at Munich's Allianz Arena for 27 hours in order to watch last weekend's Champions League final for free. The men told the Belgian broadcaster VRT they managed to get into the ground the day before the match and put out of order signs on two toilet cubicle doors, and then they just waited in silence for the crowds to come in. And as usual, they've posted a video of their antics on TikTok.
Ta-da. Does that work, I wonder?
TikTok?
No, I mean,
hanging around the stadium for a day before a game.
It obviously did. They got in for free and they're getting a lot of publicity out of it.
You don't need to do that for the Leinster final this weekend because there's plenty of free tickets available if you're underage, isn't that right?
There's 20,000 of them for underage children.
Pádraig, thank you. Pádraig Lodge with the sports news.